Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And oh my god, how are you, girl?
Good. Sometimes when you forget you didn't go outside all day, you have to like stand outside in the sun for about 5 minutes and just like let it shine on your face.
Wait, this is so a part of my story.
Wait, I thought you were going to say Broad City, so all my thoughts went to that.
Oh, like so the Lana Sadlamp episode?
Yeah, Lana Sadlamp, tinfoil ball.
And we both famously read Abby Jacobson's book where she talks about how she was really sad that day because she had just gone through a breakup and was like crying on the other side of the closet, the sad lamp.
And like it is stolen valor to say I read it because I did audiobook it.
And by the way, I think somebody got me a paper copy and then I went and used an Audible free trial to then listen to it instead.
My thing about free trials is it's you can make unlimited accounts for free. So if you have a will, you could actually have every single account you want for free.
If you can remember the password to like 30 Gmail accounts, you can rule the world.
You could rule the world. You would never have to pay for Netflix, Hulu, HBO, yeah. Max ever again.
I know. What are we doing today? We're covering season 5, episode 2, Good Man.
Good Man, which is actually from a deleted scene.
Oh, we both watched the bonus features this week.
Oh my God. This episode is like quintessential, like...
It's the boys.
I don't know if it's quintessential boys, you think?
Well, it's definitely boys more than girls because Hannah and Jess are the only girls in it.
I would say it's gay more than anything.
It's definitely for the gays.
It's the queerest episode. Or I would say it's the queerest episode we have of HBO Girls.
I think it is the gayest episode.
Other than the
crack
accident, this is the queerest episode.
Today is a huge day. Today we're recording this and our Zasha app came out. So we're feeling a little random.
Oh, again, that's stolen valor because I'm not sometimes feeling random. I'm always feeling random.
And I don't think I could use the word valor in a sentence correctly.
No, try.
Stolen valor. You stole my valor.
I guess if you go really literal with anything, you could use any word you want in any sentence.
Valor would be like a sick name for a daughter that goes to private school.
Oh my God, I would send her to the school that Hannah teaches at and give her Starbucks every day.
Oh my God, the eighth grader in the episode? But we can't get into the episode now. Let's talk about ourselves for 4 minutes.
I'm like, actually, sometimes we're like, we want to just talk about ourselves. Sometimes I'm just like, I want to talk about girls.
I know.
I'm in such a girl's mood today because I don't want to internalize. The only thing is I guess, what has happened?
What's happened? We just threw a house party this past weekend.
Oh yeah, we threw a house party. The way our apartment works, it's actually more of a house. We actually had the first house party ever in Brooklyn because we actually live in a house compared to an apartment.
And you know what? We were scared too many people were going to come. But then because there's so many like weird
our house is so big that there's actually no worries.
There's so many little spots tucked away throughout the place that it's like even though it was packed, it was feeling empty.
Right.
Except for that
45 minute part. And if you have a backyard, you can be anywhere and you can have anything.
What?
We have a backyard, so we can be anywhere and be anything.
No, our backyard's crazy because there's like 3/4 the way down, there's a scary shrub and random tree. And then behind that,
I'm like, it's perfectly manicured, the shrub. It's almost a perfect circle. So for you to call it scary, you're giving it stolen valor.
I think it's just scary for a shrub to be right there, especially since there's like a marble like square.
Yeah, there is one quartz square in the middle. But I have to say that just having in Brooklyn to have a shrub is scary. So it's like even I get what you mean. The concept of shrubbery in Brooklyn is a concept that is terrifying.
What is the marble square about? I think we're brushing over that. It's
No. I know exactly why.
I've never seen that
it's
in my life.
It's because it matches what we have in our kitchen. So famously, you always order more quartz or granite or whatever you need than you actually and then you kind of put that one slab somewhere random in your house. So it's like either it's on a coffee table, it's on a bookshelf, it's in your backyard. Like ours just happens to be in the backyard, but you can put that slab anywhere. Anyone who has like a marble or something in your house, you know you have a few tiles lying around somewhere of that same exact mineral rock. Just doing something random.
You're really talking about this like it's the truth.
It is. It's my story and it's so many other stories I've seen.
Why have I never seen marble slab in backyard before me?
Because I'm sure your parents put it in their bedroom.
Oh god.
So it's just a place you never access.
Okay. Again,
I'm sure if you ask your parents, they'll let you know.
This tale, and I'm like, I don't know if this is rooted in truth.
It is. It's full truth.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. On that perfect note.
Unless your contractor is really, really talented and is so good at measurements and would never make a mistake. But most contractors, all love in my heart, can sometimes make a mistake.
Wait, can I just say I couldn't fall asleep last night? So I was, of course, watching Gilmore Girls, and Luke is like redoing his upstairs. And that guy, the one guy that's like the contractor guy that we see a bunch later on when Lorelai's opening the inn.
Taylor? No.
But he's kind of Taylor. Not Taylor.
I know what you're talking about, because Lorelai gives him a big hug one time and goes, "You're so hot," because she didn't have any money for him. And he's like, "Just compliment me around the boys."
Oh, perfect. Well, anyways, actually, this is I lost all steam. But anyways, like,
lost all
the stealing. What? The ceiling falls and Jess you come gives back Rory an umbrella. And what was even the point? I'm gonna cry. Contractors are awesome, and I love the way they're represented on the screen.
I wish you guys could hang out with Amelia for a day, because you can hear her bring up Gilmore Girls once a day.
I actually think I brought it up so many times on the pod already that people are already like, yeah.
It's the 9th most watched show ever.
Really?
I saw a listicle. Our guest this week is Iris Apatow. Amelia and I both fell in love with them with a TV show called Love. It's a show that brought me and my dad together as a unit.
And it's a show that made me enter the podcast workforce. Yeah, so
we both have amazing emotional stories from this.
I'd actually say this podcast wouldn't exist without this show determining my hard skills that I would learn in college.
Yeah, literally, I was like, I tried to get my dad to be emotionally available for a course of 3 years while watching this show.
Yeah, but they've been interacting with like our account for a while, so we were so excited when they said they'd be on the pod.
There's so much power in an Instagram DM.
I know. Nobody talks about it.
No. Why is no one talking about it? It is the most powerful unit that we have on this whole earth. Next to like nuclear power, Instagram DM is one of the most universally destructive or most creative things we have.
Yeah, I think it's good and bad, like many things. But we're so excited to talk to Iris. We're going to cross dissolve to her right now.
Woo! I know what my voice sounds like, so to have it parroted back to me isn't, and people comment on like, that's a crazy voice. I'm like, yeah, it kind of is a crazy voice.
I like your voice.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I've always been insecure about my voice, because I used to have like a really intense uptone, and like when I talked, because I grew up in LA,
right,
and I had to like really like
tone it down
because it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, people are always commenting like, why are you talking like that, girl? And I'm like, listen,
how did you develop that living in Texas?
I don't know, but people are like, oh, you must be from the valley, and I'm like, and I am from Texas somehow. It happens to
it
anyone.
Happens it's from my sister always talked in a certain way, and I was like, I will copy you.
Yeah,
I think it's cool to talk that way though. They go up at the end, it's like, okay, I know, have but fun it's with not, language.
It's not cute if you're like in like Paris and then you're talking like this really loud.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up, please.
No, you have to own it.
I'm like trying to sound chic and polite and proper.
Whoa.
I
do you think
it.
Vocal fry could be chic?
I do. I can't, I don't want to say no, because I feel like it's such a common thing that it's like offending 50% of people. I do, depending how intense it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially this click, if they have a podcast.
Right.
Like, right.
Like, I feel like they should be aware of that and just like keep the mic. Like,
keep it a little farther down.
Just a tad. Give it some space.
So. Yeah.
Well, like for me, it's a flavor of life. When someone can do a little crazy things with their voice, I'm like, you're actually for one time in your life actually doing something different and brave. And I love that.
Thinking outside the box.
Thinking outside your voice with everything.
Okay, let me make sure everything's level.
I don't know what to do, but I like to look so I can support my friend Amelia. I'm like, that looks leveled.
I'm so bad with technical stuff, and I'm in film production.
You shouldn't have to. You're in school for film now?
Yeah, I'm on a semester off, but I am in film production at USC.
Cute.
Are you feel like you're learning things in college?
I do. I think it's a really, like, I feel like the what I've I don't know. It's a lot of like just actually doing it, making a lot of shorts and just practicing, like collaborating with other people in your class, which is terrifying and humiliating at certain points because like you have to screen your shorts and to everyone and they will rip it apart.
And they're judging so hard.
Oh, and they're ready to go. Like it is no joke. So I it's tough. Like they really, you get, you know, it's like exposure therapy.
Wow. Right.
Humiliation.
Your training.
it's great though. It's tough for sure. It's tough, but it's definitely, I'm like, I was so excited to get into college. And then I got there and I was like, how do you make friends? Like, how do you do this unless you're in Greek life? You can't. Like there's, it's
yeah,
really
they're like join
difficult.
A sorority or be alone. You're like, okay,
just be alone. You'll be fine. Like if you do stay in a dorm, you're screwed. So I was like trying to find different ways to socialize. And they were like, you in freshman year, they were like, there's a lot of 18 and up clubs you can head by and they're pretty sick. They've got some good crowds. They're like, our friend Trent's playing at the 18 and up club.
When you did that voice, I got a little scared.
Yeah,
I was like,
no,
I'm talking to a frat brother right now.
Oh,
that was scary.
All the frat, my ex-boyfriend used to live in a house filled with 9 frat boys and I would walk in and there would be like boys on the floor like with a toothbrush cleaning the floor. They're like pledges.
Oh, really?
And I would be like, please get up and go home. Go home.
You don't have to live like this.
I know. It was so gross. The frat boys live really gross. I'm taking my earrings out because I can hear them banging against something.
No, that's no
They're
way to
so
live.
They're so gorgeous, though.
I don't want to mess up the audio in any way.
No. That won't affect anything. And I think having one earring is really important because it's a gay episode.
I'm glad I'm represented.
You're solidarity.
It's perfect. Okay, you want to dive in? Iris, hi!
Oh my god, this is the best day of our lives.
It's the best day of my life, too.
We are so happy to have you here.
I am, too. I love this podcast. I've followed you guys the whole time that you've had.
I know, you've been with us from the beginning.
Because I like that you post clips from girls. Like, I feel like those are... there's not many accounts that like consistently post on it. I'm like,
right.
Can I give credit to Amelia? Because she has one iMac in her room and she's spending hours going through every episode and then taking the episode, clipping, like taking that clip and then she'll move the camera over so she can get the people's face in frame. It doesn't do it by itself. She has to manually do all that.
That's awesome.
So
and
she's
it's,
so talented.
And you post the best stuff. It makes me so happy.
Oh, thank you. I do it for you. Oh,
I feel it. I feel
it's really a for you page.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
LOL. I love it. Well, we have to know our first question we always ask
is, this is a huge question too.
Where,
and I actually have a little guess in my head before we even ask. But I'll say it after.
Okay.
But I would love. Okay, ready?
No. First question.
Oh, sorry.
Where were you when girls came out?
Sorry. I got so excited.
Where was I? I was what location I was in.
Like, what were you up to?
What was I up to?
In 2012.
2012. How old was I in 2012? literally, how old was I? I can't do the math.
Wait, if you're 21 now.
I was in third grade.
The perfect age to watch.
Are you 2002?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you were 22. No.
Yeah, I was 22.
You were
10.
I was 10. So what was I doing? I was in fourth grade, I believe. I wasn't really watching it, but
right.
That's so kind to your parents.
I was hearing about it,
right,
and I knew that it was very special and everybody was super excited about it, but I didn't start watching it until I was 14 and I like had met Lena and like she was like I really idolized her and always wanted to be a writer, so I started watching it when I was 14, which is a strange age.
It's still way too young.
It's way too young and I didn't fully understand any of it, but I thought it for some reason I always felt better after watching it. Like it's just such a comfort. With every mistake I make, there's a bigger one.
Yeah, you're like, she actually is doing something much worse.
I know. So it makes you feel happy. Like in the end, it's it's all worth it to have those experiences. So I didn't get to have it in the moment, but I've watched it like 4 times. Like the last watch, I felt like, oh, now I understand. Yeah.
Wait, what was your most recent watch? The clips through the TikTok.
That and like I watch it to go to sleep. So I've probably watched it started like 3 months ago, and I just slowly rewatch it. And I'm like, I really fully like love it in a new way now, that it, because it kind of does feel different every time.
Yeah,
it definitely does. Like I first watched it when I was like 19 or 20, and now rewatching it, I'm like, everything is hitting so much more intensely.
It's so it's so, I maybe you posted this clip, but it's like Hannah's mom saying about Adam, like, you don't want to spend your life socializing an odd man. And that I was like, that's like the that's something I've been thinking about so much. There's just little quotes that like apply to almost everything, which
I know,
such a rare thing.
I'm loving you falling asleep to the show because it's like your dad writing little lullabies for you. Yeah, making little lullabies.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, it is very, I'm it's probably my favorite thing by far. So great. Like just I'm happy that someone I know got to be a part of that way, because it's special. It's really, it's like, I love Sex and the City too, so I was like excited to get another taste of that.
God.
I know. We're begging for the next one. We're like, where are we at, New York City?
We have need another just like that, so we need something for girls.
Did you watch it and just...
Oh my God.
Evan loves to watch every episode.
Okay, first off, I don't discern between media. I think all media is good. So if I was in your writing class, I would never have any critiques for everyone, because I'm like, that. I like to uplift everyone's voice.
I do too. I give everything 5 stars on Letterboxd.
Wait, we're so akin. Bella Hadid drank.
I really don't. I have no... I don't have the confidence to insult people.
Right? And anytime anybody makes anything, I'm like, wait, that's so hard to do. Congrats.
Congrats on your big achievement.
I don't even know it from an insulting way. I'm like, I just like even bad media. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's people tried, and I like it when people try. I think that's my big thing.
Bad horror movies and bad like reality TV, because that's like a really different thing, but like it's so fun to watch stuff that like other people don't find good, because some of the greatest movies are, you know, shat on,
technically bad or whatever.
Yeah absolutely,
it's perfect. Okay, well, let's dive into the episode. We do a minute to win it, where we try to synopsize the entire episode in 1 minute.
Okay,
this is season 5, episode 2, Good Man. Ready, set, go. Okay, Hannah is sleeping at Fran's house, and a crazy guy named Josh, I think, is in the front room. And Hannah's like, can you stop being beta for 1 minute? And Fran's like, not really. And then Fran like moves in with Hannah and Elijah, and they're kissing. And Fran's like, can you not? And then Hannah and Fran go to work. And then Hannah gets a call from her dad. Her dad's in the Marriott in Midtown crying.
Uh-oh. Hannah's going to go all the way to Midtown now from Brooklyn. And now she's running into her father, who is weeping on the bed. But let's flash forward quickly to Jessa and Adam, as they're like, we can't actually continue this relationship. We can't touch. We can't look. But let's go to the carnival, LOL, where Jessa tries to get $30 from I hate to use this word, carny. No, that's a bad word. And can you get that?
Bleep it?
It's a mean word. Yeah, my dad used to say it all the time. My dad used to say it all the time growing up, but then... I heard it's really bad.
I've never heard that.
It's someone who works at a carnival.
Wait, is it? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get the wrong thing at the end of the episode. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, that's our big thing here. I didn't. That's actually
okay. So they go to a carnival.
They go to a carnival. They're like, we can't touch. And then
wait.
And we can't touch. And then they go back and fight. Is that when they fight? Okay. They have a massive fight and ruin an entire apartment. It's Adam's apartment, correct?
Wait, what?
Oh, no, we're fast forwarding it. They don't fight. They're not like fighting. They're in conversation here.
See, I'm going to get it wrong. I think I switched it up in my head.
Wait, no, what happens?
Oh, okay, they jerk off.
Yes. That's what it is.
Yeah, they jerk off.
They jerk off next to each other, and then they don't do anything yet.
And a goldfish dies.
A goldfish dies.
I don't remember that part.
No worries. It was small.
Because Adam can't stop shaking it.
Right. Okay, and then Elijah... meets that guy, the bald guy?
Yeah, exactly. The bald guy, the news reporter. So Eliza's called over to meet up with Tad and Hannah as they're kind of having a big breakdown and big fight. And she's like, I need gay support. And then Eliza comes to town, but then sees the two of them crying. He's like, I'm actually going to go to a different bar in Midtown.
And then he meets the friend, correct?
Oh, no, he's alone in a bar in the world's ugliest hoodie. And then the news reporter who's bald comes up and is like, hey, how are you?
Oh, yes, I know that part. Oh, my God. It's like Mr. Big.
It literally is. He's having his Carrie moment. Oh, and then Helvetica enters the scene. And Ray is so stressed about this new coffee shop where Cyrus Dunham stars as the first non-binary person to ever be on television in a bad mood.
Oh, my God. Wait, I completely forgot that happened. Like, he's stressed about the like cool coffee shop. Yeah,
and everybody's stealing his lids.
It's funny that they don't have lids at the other place. It's so random, but it's funny.
Perfect. I mean, you have a lid here today, even. We've kind of come all the way back around.
I'd be very upset if they didn't give me a lid. I couldn't go on with my day.
They also don't have Wi-Fi. If you watch closely, they're like, no Wi-Fi here. I'm like, what coffee shop doesn't have Wi-Fi?
And it's packed to the brim. A lot of them in LA.
Oh, really?
They're like, this is a no laptop zone. So just eat your cupcake.
My cortisol just spiked.
I know. It's just like annoying. And
that sucks. Last weekend, I needed to upload something to Dropbox for work. And I spent $16 buying a quad shot latte and a cookie only to find out there was no Wi-Fi in the joint and had to go to a Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, at least they put it in big letters here. I know. Oh, my God. LA sounds like hell.
I keep accidentally pressing a button. Is it changing?
Oh, that one truly does nothing.
Okay.
And that was 1 minute. Oh my God, we ate that summer.
We've never done it in a minute.
I couldn't have done worse.
We probably should be doing 4 minutes because we've never done it in a minute before. And these to give Lena Dunham, we're like, you only get a minute. It's like, she deserves so much more than
I
that.
I know.
She needs more time.
She needs so much more time.
Mm-hmm. Such an iconic episode. It's so it's like the boy episode of Girls.
Well, I was saying it's a queer episode of Girls.
Oh, absolutely. I love, that scene with the dad and Eliza. It's just such a like sweet but weird and like special moment. So many weird things happen that in that episode. I can't even gather it.
Well, because we'll get into it.
Oh my God, I love that segment and I cannot wait for the next one when we get back from the break.
Well, let's first ask you an amazing question and then we'll get again to Alyssa Mann.
Okay.
Girl, what girl are you?
I actually thought about this last night because I knew you would ask me. I think I'm like a mix between maybe Hannah and Jessa. Is that
absolutely?
Absolutely that. That's exactly what I pictured.
I was at one point I was like, I'm Marnie. Absolutely.
Really?
And then I was like, wait, no, I'm not being. I just thought about it too much. It's a hard question.
It is.
I have to mix them. Do I have to say one or can
I
mix
them?
No,
you can do whatever you want.
Jessa and Hannah.
And
I think.
Why? Because writer and cool outfits?
let's see. I feel like I relate with like Jess's attitude on some things, not the like horrible stuff. I would never do what she did.
No.
To him. That is something that horrifies me to my very core. But like her, I don't know. There's maybe I just like to think I'm Jessa.
Right.
I will say when you said Marnie and then you turned your head a little bit and I saw your bun, I was like, she's not a liar.
I know. There's like parts of me that think that would have been me if a lot of her decisions, I kind of, you know, feel like I would fuck up on those too.
Yeah.
But Hannah, I just watched the other day. Because I'm going through a breakup. I watched the episode where she locks herself in the bedroom.
Oh, and she's like, I'm staying here for the rest of my life.
Mimi Rose Howard, MRH, is there. And I just think, oh, that episode is so good. And it just like heals me. Did it heal you? It healed me.
I went through a breakup the same week that we reviewed that episode on his podcast.
Oh, ouch.
So I'm like, I know what you're talking about in the sense where it can be closure in some sense, but also it hurt me because I was like, oh, and none of my friends would be there. My friends were there in that way, but
exactly.
It's like, my friends
when
did that.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
It hurts so bad.
I guess they kind of did suck at comforting.
Yeah.
I mean, Hannah was a little too nice to Jessa when Jessa was like, I said her, I'm like, Hannah, you're allowed to be really mad.
Oh my God. I mean, she did hit her. I guess that,
I guess she did slap her. That is true.
I don't even know what I would have done. I would have,
Are you good at comforting people when they're sad?
I can say I am. My friends are like, call me mom. Because aww. I'm very, that's like, I'm always the therapist friend because I like, you know, I'm always happy because that's what I would want is somebody to like listen to me pray and stuff. Especially like a lot of my friends like had breakups this year. Weirdly, I feel like this
oh my God, your friend group's just
going through breakup year. Thank you for saying that.
It is. I weirdly, like everyone I know just like fell apart. So it's been a big, we're like having group therapy at this point, but I love comforting my friends. I would never do any of that. I would be so angry for my friend if somebody did that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like me and my friends were like, imagine if I did this with your, and we were like, the world would explode. Because how can you even fathom trying to do that? I don't know.
No excuse. That came through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know, because you know what it is? It's like they all made the breakup kind of about them. And it's like when you're trying to comfort someone, you absolutely can't involve yourself at all. You're just like, put your head here, put your tears here.
I know.
And it's like, I'll be there.
I hate when people are like, well, that happened to you. Let me tell you about a time that something even worse happened.
And you're like, actually, no,
that
right
doesn't,
now.
That doesn't make me feel better now.
No, it is so class.
Yeah.
LOL.
So I'd say yes.
Amelia, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you want to ask Wathan? We're going to ask her a girl. What girl are you?
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Girl, what girl are you?
Oh my God. Y'all shouldn't have. I think I'm actually Hannah this episode just because she is like having to take care of the boys in her life.
Mm.
Like she's like begging her boyfriend to go like save her from being murdered. And then she's like, Dad, you're afraid to go knock on the door. Like I'm so like, I'm knocking on that man's door being like, give me the wallet.
Oh. Oh my God.
Give me the damn wallet, sir.
That is really funny.
Yeah, you really, if I was in a pinch, I would ask Amelia to get the wallet from a man I've never talked to or like really had a real conversation
with.
And I
have to say, like, I would be exhilarated by having to go knock on a random.
Me too.
And be like, and the way her dad describes it, like he's just crying and he's like, the couch was purple, the dog was big, and Hannah's like, let me get in there. It's like the sweetest old man, the tiniest dog.
I know, it is sweet.
Wait, the dog's name is Mojito in real life. It's a little toy poodle, and then it has a sister named Pina Colada, and they came one big box.
Oh my God, you studied the work. Mm-hmm.
Are they actors?
They're like, I guess they're actor dogs that come in boxes.
Oh, that's
named
sad.
After tropical cocktails.
That's a great idea.
I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say yes into that. All right, Evan, girl,
which girl are you? God.
I'm not gonna be a girl here because I felt so Elijah kinned in this episode, or wanting to manifest whatever Elijah had going forward, because I would love to see my friends be in emotional distress and then keep on walking, go to a bar, and then find someone who's better than me in every single way. Mm-hmm. I think that could actually be huge for me.
Yeah. I'm crying with my father at a restaurant. You're seeing it. You're walking to the bar next door and falling in love with a rich man.
Exactly. Oh, that character.
I know, but I actually do also think I'm Tad in a little bit of ways.
Say more.
Totally.
Because I'm like, sometimes when I enter people's house for hookup, I can exaggerate details. And I'm really good if anything traumatic happens to me by taking the smallest details and expanding them into one of the biggest stories ever told in a way that's like, that was unnecessarily and uncalled for, but yet it's an amazing way to tell a story. So like, yes, there was a giant purple couch. Yes, there was a giant dog who was trying to kill me, and I lost my wallet.
Yeah. You guys share a storytelling bone.
Yeah, we share a storytelling bone. And it's kind of beautiful.
I love it. Well, we're going to cut to our first break, but when we get back, we're going to lean into Lena. Oh my God, and we're back.
This is crazy break.
This is so long. Great grass.
Oh my God. Thank you, State Farm. It's always State Farm that plays between a break.
I know. State Can you imagine? I'm like, is this bad for society? No.
I mean, do we know anyone with State Farm? I personally don't think I do.
I know. Not personally.
No.
It is for people that don't live in coastal. I guess anyone could have State Farm, and I don't actually mean to be prejudiced towards it.
I actually think a lot of people are going to comment about being a part of the State Farm community.
LOL. I'm laughing my little ass off.
Let's lean into Lena. I think we have to start with the most important thing.
Wait, I'm curious to think what you think the most important thing is. Because mine can be different.
Jessa and Adam.
Okay, so mine's different, but I'm happy and I appreciate your opinion.
Okay, you already said you cannot believe they're getting together. It's breaking the rules of girl code.
It's breaking every rule. I'm very upset. I just, like, in a way, I get that there's this connection and there's this tension. Like, I kind of get that. But it's just so classic Jessa, and it just feels so disappointing that Adam is such, like, a pussy.
It sucks.
Like, I'm just like, what's wrong with you? It just feels like I'm literally fisting my, or I'm clenching my fist right now. I'm so, it just is so mind-boggling to me. But yeah, I hate them in this moment.
Yeah.
No, I hate them in this moment.
And it is written where it's like supposed to be ambiguous. Like Jess is trying her best. She's like, we can't. I don't want to do this. I'm not that type of girl. I've been a bad friend. I need to be a good one. And then it's still like we see her like slip. But it is like Adam is being so pushy.
It's so, I don't know.
So push forward.
I just feel like, yeah, I guess in a way she is trying to do the good thing. That's why I'm like, I understand that there's like chemistry and that would make things hard, but I'm like, I can't put myself in the shoes of a person who would do that. And Adam just, he just like does the most cruel things,
and he does it so like without even thinking about it for 1 minute. Like it has not crossed his mind like this is wrong.
Yeah,
like it's like Jessa thinks this is wrong. How do I get her to not think that?
I'm also like, what do men want always? It's a thing they can't have. So it's like Jessa is the thing he can have the most as well, because it's like it's so off limit because it's Hannah's best friend, and it's like it's also the world's hottest woman. So it's like, okay, yeah, of course he's gonna go cuckoo crazy for that girl and do whatever he can to be with her.
Yeah,
I just can't, I can't understand. He just kind of treats women like shit.
Yeah,
like, just only,
oh my God, only. You and Amelia are on so many pages together.
I'm just not happy with his behavior a lot of the time. There's like, he has such like a vulnerability and like a sweetness in his eyes that you always wanna, or like the episode, is that finale of season 2 or 3 where he runs to
and
her.
Saves her. Yeah,
that's like every, you know, mentally ill girl's fantasy.
Yeah,
really,
like I can't even imagine. That sounds great.
Yeah,
but then every moment after that, I just maybe that's just me with his character. I just
no. Finally, someone said it. I spend every week being like, Adam is mostly bad, y'all, and everybody's like, but he's so hot.
Well, I'm like, I think a big problem with a lot of male characters in this show, it's like they are all addicted to grand gestures, but never being there for the everyday moments. Like they're so addicted to like breaking down a door and being there for you. Or like, look at Desi and Marnie, where he's like, I'm gonna build a wall in our apartment. I'm gonna get married to you and get engaged to you in the craziest way possible. And it's like, they love these big moments. They love those romantic things. But then it's like, hey, can you peel the orange? They're not going to peel the orange.
Yeah, that is so true. I completely also like have experienced that where it's like you think if you do this like great thing once or twice or,
yeah,
you know, maybe once every few months, it will save you for months later and make you look good. And that's what I feel like all the guys do in
the show. No, it's so true.
And then they don't get away with it really until, I mean, inevitably they don't get away with it.
Yeah, that is true.
I do have a big issue with a lot of this sequence because A, they're going to Coney Island to go to the carnival where Jess has to get $30 back. And then they end up in the West Village. And I've never been to LA. I don't understand a lot about it, but I do know there's this one trope where you're like, you can go skiing and to the beach in the same day. But it's like, you can do that in New York. You can go to Coney Island and to West Village in the same day, but you would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, you would never go skiing and a beach in the same day. So I'm like, that is just hell to watch.
This does not make
sense.
It doesn't. I do. You have a little hair on your nose.
And that's for... Thank you.
It's a continuity error.
Yeah. Now they're going to be like, where did the hair go? Yeah.
What happened? That is true. That is something somebody in LA would say. Whoever says that in LA is annoying, though. I'm like, why do you want to do both of them?
Yeah. I'm like, well, what enjoy if you one. What if you split up your days, girl?
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm having it. I don't know. That is a. They're always ending up in like Coney Island on the train. Isn't that
you're
where
so
she,
right? They're always yeah, ending up
Hannah
in Coney
goes there
Island.
With cake when she loses all her belongings
oh, I
that
love
one night.
That episode.
The end of season one.
I miss the past.
The cinematography in season one was different.
I know,
think, and it was so pretty.
Well, you like Sex and the City. It's a kind of a similar concept to that. I like.
Yeah.
It's Sex and the City, the way they shot the first season, it's like so like
crazy.
It's,
and they have like the breaking the fourth wall of the time. It's so different from the rest of the show.
I know. They love to do that with girls on HBO. They love to do the first season so different from the rest.
I know. They're trying to feel it out and see what will work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else I have to say. I need more like...
Well, okay, wait. History aside, like, ooh, let's say Hannah and Adam were never together. We just know Jess and Adam, they met in AA for the first time. Are they perfect for each other?
That's ooh, the problem, is that's why I keep saying there's like a connection and chemistry between them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, maybe. But when you, it's just the, I don't know. You can't do that. It does kind of make sense why they'd be together.
It yeah, makes sense.
Destroy each other, but in a different way than Hannah and Adam would destroy
literally,
each other. Like, it's yeah, a little more, whoa, like, you know, I feel like, isn't that the one rule in AA is you can't date someone else in AA, or is that not a thing?
I don't know.
That seems true.
But
or maybe
I,
that's
say
just
anything
support
is
groups.
Gospel.
Yeah. In support groups, you're not allowed to be.
And like yeah, any group therapy, you're not allowed to do that. So I've always thought like you shouldn't do that in AA either. And
yeah,
people there for romantic reasons. But yeah, maybe they kind of were perfect for each other, but in a more toxic way and more like lust, not love.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sure those groups are hard because for a lot of people, being vulnerable is one of the most sexual things you can do.
I know.
So if I had to be in group therapy and or an anonymous group for support, and people are being vulnerable around me, I'm like, I'm in love with every single person in this room.
Yeah.
That is such a big kink of mine.
Yeah, no, if somebody is like being emotionally supportive and understanding, like, and you're like admitting all your secrets, you're going to have some weird attachment to
of
them.
Of course.
But it's funny to me because I feel like Adam and Jessa didn't ever seem like, it never felt like that was going to happen
yeah,
in the previous seasons and stuff. Like, that's why it bugged me so much is like, it almost, which is not true, but it almost would have been better if they like all this, you know, met and had these feelings for each other. It just felt so sudden and
yeah,
like gross.
I know, it did feel so sudden.
And it just was like,
we're running out of plot points.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. Your dad's amazing at everything.
For sure.
We're not mad.
I know. I don't know. Did he write this episode?
I don't think
so. I don't
so,
think so.
Okay. That's good. So I'm not commenting on anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I think we have to dive into Tad's whole deal.
Yes. Okay, I've been waiting a lifetime to talk about Tad's whole deal.
All right, dive in, Evan.
Where do I begin? Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh my god. So Tad is currently flying from Michigan to New York to hook up with a guy that he met on gay.com because he was looking for porn, but he actually just ended up on a gay dating website.
Of course.
And he meets someone. And then he's calling Hannah in a panic. Being like, hey, can you come to this Marriott in Times Square? I left my wallet in the hookup's apartment. And then he tells a scary tale. Oh my god. Being gay can be scary at any age, even 56, which I assume he
absolutely
is. I'm like, but, and it's like, it's so interesting to see. It's like, I think those questions when you like watch, something I've always noticed as like I came out at 17. So mm-hmm, like that's somewhere middle of the road. But to watch people, my counterparts come out later, it's like, no one's having a different experience.
Yeah.
Everyone is like so scared out of their mind, never being confident with it. And it's like, it shows that like, even if you build maturity, the shame that comes around being gay is like, it doesn't dissipate with age. The thing that dissipates with age is being honest to yourself.
Yeah.
And like, the more you can do that, the more it's just easier to assume. And it's like, watching Eliza like being having to be like this cultural counterpart for Tad as he like gets into his gayhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like even his younger counterpart is still so interesting to see. And now Hannah has to do the same thing for Tad because he's going through this really emotionally vulnerable time. So now it's like seeing all these younger people who are like more awoken into culture, having to like mentor this older person who's just coming in terms of their gayness.
It's so very sad. Interesting. It feels very sad in the beginning. Like he's so vulnerable and like exposed.
He's
and
like truly in the fetal position almost.
I know. It's so sad, but sweet in a way. Like seeing his high school, like somebody he knew before the one he later on.
Yeah, he connected with someone from his high school earlier, but this is someone he just met on a website called gay.com.
Yeah, I know that. But he went and he had a romance before with his...
He was reconnecting with the guy he dry humped with in college.
Yeah, that's what I remember from that episode. That is so... Yeah, he's such a sweet... And imagine, having your first like kind of random... hook up and you've never done and being married for however long 30 years is just it is really sweet and how they have to mentor him.
Is it poetic? It's in Hell's Kitchen though.
It is.
Yeah, it's is.
Beautiful.
It is like you can come out at any age and you're going to be crying in Midtown Manhattan. That's really just the life we lead.
It's inevitable. All roads lead to tears.
Yeah. It's so interesting how Hannah like navigates trying to be there for her father while being like, I don't want to do this.
I know. It is such a bizarre thing to have your dad come out and you being like, my whole life was, or my parents' marriage was kind of a
I know
sham. Oh yeah, sham.
And then having to also see how much pain it's causing him to like break out of that, and having to be it's special that she can even have. I mean, I would be really confused and it would be hard to like initially understand, but of course
She's being a good daughter, even though her mom calling her being like, tell your dad I want a divorce. I'm like, oh my god, the parents have lost the plot.
Cigarette.
That's the best part.
And like blonde hair. I'm like, okay, she dyed her hair. She's smoking cigs in the kitchen. Like she is done.
She's done with him.
It's so funny because when gay people go through a hard time, the trope is that they dye their hair blonde. But it's funny that she did that too.
She did it for Tad.
she took it. She is just the most incredible actress.
Becky Ann Baker. She's like unreal.
Everything she... Yeah. They are three beautiful names. I just think everything she does in that show like makes it have so much of a heart. And like just seeing her dynamic with her parents is like a big reason I love it.
Yeah.
Did you watch Inside Lena?
The behind the scenes. Yeah. Oh yeah. So Lena was saying that like during the time they filmed this episode, her dad's brother had just died. So she was like going through like helping her father through like grief for the first time. So she was like, this is the first time like something in the show and something in my life are paralleled so intrinsically.
I'm sure that was like really confusing episode to film then. Very emotional because she's so great in that episode too.
I don't know a lot about acting, but I'm like, you really do draw from personal experience in acting, and it's very interesting for her to have this really visceral thing happening in her life and then it's playing out kind of in a similar pattern in the show. And the ending shot of this whole episode where she's like, her dad's like, I don't know what to do, and Hannah's like, I'll be there for you, and then she looks away almost like tearful. Whatever. Hannah's just having to be this emotionally reserved. She's having to be like strong for her dad, even though she's losing her father in some capacity. Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love their relationship. It's so cool how much chemistry and how Lena is able to build like such real relationships with the people in the show, which is so impressive and to be so connected and like, I don't know. I've always been very impressed by her acting.
Yeah.
Because it's impressive.
And I know like that Adam probably working with him, especially in the beginning, like they were just something about the two of them. Like they just made each other better.
Yeah.
There's like something really cool about that because he came in and he really brought like such an interesting thing to the show. Obviously it like, you know, he literally went on to do
Star Wars.
Yeah, so he's in Star Wars now. So it's like,
I'm like, that's the only thing. Just Star Wars.
Marriage
Star
Story Wars. On Netflix.
Love Marriage Story. I really liked White Noise. He's great. He's wonderful.
Was he English great. In something recently?
He was in the Ferrari movie.
Ooh, oh yeah, you're right. I'm thinking House of Gucci, but also he did Ferrari.
House of Gucci.
What
not you name it. What did you Evan call just it? Named an open mic in Brooklyn. What did you say?
It's called House of Gucci because it's an acronym of all their names.
Gucci. That is what it was called. That's what they wanted to be called originally.
House of Gucci.
House of Gucci. Wait, what is the last thing we have to cover?
What?
Kind of, or there's two things. I think Ray and Other Coffee Shop is such a fun thing to talk about.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like the gentrifier being gentrified.
Yeah.
Really beautiful parallel going on.
The gentrifier being gentrified. It is. And Cyrus plays the barista in the mm-hmm. other one. Oh my God.
Cyrus killed it. They came in with their amazing eyebrows and
incredible eyebrows.
Yeah, and they were like, I'm gonna be evil towards Ray, and we're like, this is epic.
Not, this is so random, but I feel like there's always one sibling with the better eyebrows. Not saying Lena doesn't Ooh. Have good eyebrows, but my sister has incredible eyebrows, like so full. Mine don't exist. I have to draw them on.
It's
so
not right.
So I see there's that dynamic.
Well, you get to be creative in a way your sister doesn't. And that's exactly. in some ways
I do
better.
Bleach them sometimes.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's not cute though.
No, that's chic. That's like what the kids are doing.
I know. I tried to fit in. I went back. I was shamed out. My mom was like, what's happening? Are you okay? And I was like, no. No, not at all.
She's like, do you need help, sweetie?
She's like, your forehead looks bigger.
Oh
today.
My gosh. Wait, do you remember Maude being in Girls?
I do. Oh my God. Yeah. She with her snake print pants. And
oh my God.
She's so great in that episode with the piercing.
Yeah.
She's so good.
What is that piercing called? A tabula?
I don't know, but she is making me stressed out watching that episode. I'm like, this hurts.
I know. It's so panicking to watch her get that. But I was so impressed because she was in, I think, like 11th grade. And like everybody, it was very cool that she did that. Everybody
right.
In our school, because I was in middle school when she did that. And
to be like, showing up to sixth grade, like my sister like did a thing.
My sister is the lead in the musicals and she's actually on an HBO series now. I thought it was really, really cool that she did that. And I think she was so great and it's so impressive that she like held her own on that.
Oh, she, been, yeah. she didn't and hold I'm her like, own.
She killed it. I
the
mean,
way she delivered all those mean things to
oh
Hannah
my God.
Was so funny.
She's Maude is hilarious. I get all my humor from her. So that was exciting, especially because I didn't care back then, but now I do.
Right.
I watched when I first watched it. I felt very, very proud of her.
It is cool that she played high school and then is still playing high school 10 years. I'm like, yeah. That girl is timeless.
I know. That's the dream to play to get the young parts for as
literally.
Long as you can.
Yeah.
I was like, should I start lying about my age now?
Yeah.
Maybe that would help things.
I'm sure it's not well documented.
I know. I'm like, Wikipedia can be changed. But no, yeah, it is. It's impressive. Hopefully. I don't know how long that lasts. They all like the Euphoria kids are not.
Yeah.
Some of them are 30.
Yeah.
It also is like beautiful. With the COVID and the strikes, I'm like season 3, it's like 10 years
know.
Later.
It's 10 years. It's
I know, but
30 years
I will say
future.
Lena, they really casted high schoolers and middle schoolers for Girls in a way they would never do for any other TV show. Like that girl in this episode where she's drinking her Starbucks mm-hmm. drink and being like, I don't think we should be talking about sex, and Hannah's like, we should be talking about how Jewish men could be really bravado and funny at the same time. Is bravado a word or
the
is it just a name of the company?
In her classrooms are so funny, like that whole span of time with Fran too.
It's so wild. It's are so you wild. Loving Fran and Hannah's relationship? What do you think?
I don't like Fran.
It's like, what is his
deal? Like, I like that he's like that. I mean, he's not even very sweet. Like, he's kind of a dick.
He's kind of a dick, but in a coded way.
Yeah, he's like that boyfriend you have that's like fine and...
Good and you're
paper.
Like, oh, he's a nice guy. And
he's
it's like
he's
okay.
a really sweet guy. And but you don't like him at all in any real way. But not that that's like a normal thing, but it sometimes
happens. It's kind of a classic trope that's happening to every girl I know.
Yeah, it happened to me in like high school so many times. I was like, this is he's too sweet. And right. And then the asshole part comes out because they're fed up with you, you know, walking all over them.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like he's kind of like.
I know.
Show her vagina to the principal.
Though. They no, and it all happens that way.
I love that scene where they walk into the crazy room and he's like, "I'm working on a project." Sorry, don't want to use the word crazy. guy going through a lot. mapping out his body in the living room. First off, there's a lot with that scene because she's like, "Fran, wake up! We're going through a breakup. We're going through someone's breaking into the apartment." But like in New York City, all we hear is crashing sounds all day. So there's no way to discern if someone's breaking into your apartment or someone's doing an arts and crafts project in the family room. Like there's absolutely right. no way. And then he's like, "I'm doing a project," and he's like, "I'm mapping out my body." But if you look in the background, there's 400 cans stacked up. I'm like, how is the project you mapping out your body when there's literally a whole Costco in the back?
There's a whole Costco
in the back,
and that didn't fall down. And that, I know. That should have been the thing to I'm make. Like
he bought it from Booth Jonathan and to put an art installation in there.
Oh my god! I bet him and Booth Jonathan do hang out.
I'm sure.
Okay, we have to dive into our next segment.
Oh yeah. Girl, get your Glock. It's rapid fire time.
Okay, we're gonna ask you some questions really quick. Just answer the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay, I'm scared.
What is your favorite utensil?
A fork.
Why is Marnie mad at you?
Marnie's mad at me because I held hands with Desi. I don't
know. Are you?
I wrote a song with him.
She'd be pissed. Are you the voice of your generation or a voice of a generation?
I think I'm a voice of a generation. not mine for sure.
Would you rather live in a gorgeous building facing an ugly building or an ugly building facing a nice building?
An ugly building facing... Wait, it's facing a nice building or...
Sorry, they're both gorgeous. I said gorgeous and nice.
Okay, wait.
I'll reread it. Would you rather live in a gorgeous building facing an ugly building or an ugly building facing a gorgeous building?
A gorgeous building... A gorgeous building facing an ugly one. I feel like...
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Yeah. I feel... Yeah.
Are you kissing your gay friend?
Of course.
Yeah.
Helvetica or Ray's?
Helvetica.
Yes.
Are you at the Marriott in Times Square?
Always.
Yeah.
How many times a month do you lose your wallet?
I actually lost my license 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
So a lot. This is the second time I've lost in the past 5 months. So if that really? Gives you any reference of how.
Do you have Apple Tag?
I now do. My dad made me get one on my passport and keys. And
oh, that's smart. License.
My parents did the same thing.
And I still lost it.
What's your favorite font?
Shit. I don't remember the other one, so Times New Roman. I don't
Hell
remember.
Yeah.
That's literally history.
Papyrus.
What would you name your goldfish?
I named my goldfish Cat.
Whoa. Oh. If you saw your bestie and her dad crying in a restaurant, would you go in or keep walking?
I would. That's really funny. I'd probably keep walking. I would just be like, I don't want to.
Yeah, it would be so strange. I feel like I would walk past and then I'd be like, no, I should go.
Yeah,
in.
There'd be a lot of thoughts within that one crossing.
Yeah.
And then you finally turn around.
Like, how good's the restaurant? Is there hummus involved? Because if there's hummus, then I can sit.
Yeah, me too.
I love hummus.
I love it. Okay, we have our last segment.
That outfit in Brooklyn. That's when we care. Brooklyn then versus Brooklyn now.
Okay.
So it's kind of just like, what are the big cultural touch points from that episode that you wouldn't think exists in today's reality or like are now something different?
In the outfits?
It can be outfit. I think a really good example is the girl with the Starbucks cup in class.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
now it would be a Stanley Cup.
It would be a Stanley Cup. Wait, so am I saying what it would be now?
Yeah, so just like, okay, when you're watching the show, you're like, are you noticing something so 2010s about it that you're like, oh, nowadays it wouldn't be like
just
that.
Just like a lot of like strong pattern shorts.
Yeah.
Like very strong pattern shorts and just like constant power clashes. Like, and it's kind of sick. Like,
yeah, no, hey.
I applaud your boldness.
Are you wearing jorts? Are you wearing really long shorts?
Yeah, sorry.
No, no, I love. We're forward Copper here. Bed. We're forward Capri in this household.
Not that long, though.
I feel like our belt's back.
I just bought a belt. I think they are.
They're back.
I think they're cute, depending how you wear them. Not the loose ones, though. I like a cute, wait, like an actual, wait. Like people just wear like a belt that just like kind of like drapes no, over totally. Your waist.
I'm wait, like, that's Evan's whole thing right now.
But that's no. okay. No, that's no, no. Today's cute. Tight.
Today's tight.
So, how?
So I'll do two belts. One's loose, one's tight.
Yeah. I mean, no hate. I have one. I'm a hypocrite. Don't get me wrong. But
no,
I.
No, you can hate. It's actually okay.
I'm just going through. I have all these new fashion.
You're utilitarian ideas. Forward.
Continue. I feel bad. No.
Lids are still in.
Lids are so in. Actually, they weren't in, but now they're coming back around.
It is crazy that this whole lid conversation happens when it's like we didn't know what was coming with straws.
Yeah.
With straw culture.
Oh, that's a really amazing straw culture.
Yeah, that was intense for a while. And then they gave up.
And then they literally were like, kill the turtles.
They were like, never mind. We're too lazy to make these paper straws.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever put a paper straw into something sparkling before?
Yeah, it's horrible.
It somehow reacts with the sparkling agent in there, and it comes shooting out a straw like Old Faithful style.
It's really, really gross.
Old Faithful style.
It's like a geyser.
It tastes different, too.
I know. It's like White Claw already tastes like gasoline, so now to add another chemical into that makes it even more gasoline-esque.
I like that White Claw is what you were referencing.
I love putting a paper straw in a White Claw.
That is so... Do you put them in your Celsius?
No, I just kind of mouth to lid.
Yeah.
Mouth the lid.
Fair enough.
Wait, Cheesecake Factory lives on.
Oh yeah, they in this episode they're naming like a bunch of at Helvetica they're naming a bunch of like conglomerate businesses because Ray's there's only one other Ray's and he's like I'm a small business and they're like no you're just like Applebee's and you're just like the Cheesecake Factory and I'm like okay Applebee's and the Cheesecake Factory are still going strong.
I know.
I have a big point off of this though because the guy wasn't fully wrong. He's just a fortune teller because what is happening here is Grumpy's Cafe used to only have one or two locations. Like Ray's is supposed to be the next location of Grumpy's, but they just called it Ray's after Ray. But now if you look around Grumpy in the city, it's actually if it's at the airport, then it's a chain location because they have a Grumpy's yes. now in LaGuardia. And it's like, no, actually, you were telling the truth. It is now a chain.
It is.
He wasn't wrong for a single second.
But are you guys getting coffee from like mom and pop? Like, I am going to conglomerates.
No.
You're good, girl.
I go to this place not all the time. I go to, I guess I have you been to Cafe Kitsune?
No.
Yes. That's,
there's a
it's
place.
It's in Soho.
It's not a mom. I feel bad, but I do go. There's a lot of great places next to me that I do go to, but I only drink tea, so I'm not super picky.
No, but you can go anywhere. Like you go to Pratt.
Big, you know, coffee shop chains make kind of worse tea specifically.
I actually really believe that.
And so I'm just like, I would rather just go to random places that aren't like $10 for a tea, which is crazy.
Well, they always use Tazo at the big places. It's like, no, buy something local.
Make it. I used to work in a coffee shop and I would make these massive like jugs of tea. I'm like, if I can do it, you can do it. Get your shit together.
You're like banging your fist at the shop.
I know.
It's perfect.
I think the big thing though for cultural comparison here is non-binariness in all of this. Because
mm-hmm.
first off, they refer to Cyrus's character as gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It's like predated non-binary as a term. Yeah. And then they use it. But I love Ray's whole thing. It's like Ray today would know that's a non-binary person because there's only as a only two appropriate haircuts for a non-binary person, which is a shaved head or colored hair. So it's Cyrus did the work.
Mm-hmm. Of
like
course.
That, you know that's coming. And I feel like that cafe would have to have Wi-Fi today.
Oh, it would absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Or maybe though. Not. The place I go doesn't have Wi-Fi in New York.
Are you just really you soaking going? Up the every day?
I'm like, okay, I'll read, I guess.
Whoa.
But they forced me to read. Right. Which is kind of a good
thing. Honestly, I'm good for them. No, yeah. All right, Iris, this was a perfect episode.
This was so much fun.
This
thanks
was so fun.
Wait, do you have anything fun or exciting coming up that you can dish about?
I don't know. Nothing exciting. I've, you know, been trying to work and then working earlier this month. So yeah, I mean, I hopefully
have you made a short in your university class?
I made like 6 shorts over the course of the last 2 years I was solidly there, and they were all very fun.
Wait, can we get them on Vimeo?
I literally, that's like blackmail against me. I can't have anybody seeing.
No, we need on Vimeo.
I'll think about it.
Think about it.
Everybody go rewatch Love on Netflix.
Oh my God,
thank
we
you
love,
guys
love.
For having me.
Yeah,
thank you so
for
much
being
for coming.
On.
Much fun.
This is the most fun day of my whole life.
I love that I'm just behind a bunch of pictures of girls.
You can take so one.
No, I would never. All right, we'll be back next week. Bye,
bye.
Everyone.